Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dev Radio. My name is Jeremy Foster. I'm actually a developer evangelist at Microsoft, and I'm hosting Dev Radio right now, and I'm really excited to talk with a couple of developers from Dino. So I want to introduce to you Vamshi and Dr. Sid. Can you guys just introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about yourselves, and then tell us a little bit about Dino?
Sure, absolutely. So hi, my name is Vamshi, and I run marketing with the company Dino. So Dino is a startup. It's a Microsoft BizSpark startup. We're based in Palo Alto, California, and we do TV. We have a TV everywhere solution enabling TV content owners and aggregators to distribute and monetize their TV content. TV content as in channels, TV channels, movies, TV shows, so on and so forth. And this monetization happens on connected devices. So we're talking about Roku, Android tablets, Samsung tablets, Samsung smart TV devices, Apple iPads, so on and so forth. So currently we're streaming with our 30 plus customers or content aggregators. We're streaming over 600 TV channels, live TV channels from all over the world. Okay. And we're also streaming about 10,000 pieces of video. So that's a quick introduction about Dino. And my colleague here, Dr. Sid, he runs engineering. Sid?
Hi, this is Sid. Hey, Jeremy. I'm the VP of engineering at Dino. Our team here builds the Dino platform for enabling our content partners to monetize their video content. Okay. So as part of this, we develop all the tools from encoding, ingesting into the cloud, distribution to all the viewers across the world using CDNs, and then we also provide the monetization and analytics components of it. So we are an end-to-end solution, and our goal is to enable viewers to watch their video content anywhere, any device, anytime.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about your choice to create an app for Windows 8. Tell me a little bit about the choice for this platform.
Yes, Windows 8 is a great platform to be on. Soon, like all the PCs are going to be updated to Windows 8, we think, and we hope. And that's a large pool of like machines out there, and like that will enable us to get to a lot of viewers. So that's one reason. And then like we want our viewers to be able to access their content anywhere, on their tablet, on their phone, on their PCs.
Gotcha. So you're trying to be on
the right platform to be on.
Yeah. So you're trying to be on all the devices out there.
Yep.
Awesome. Now, on Windows 8, tell me about the choice that you made for which language to use to develop a Windows 8 application.
Yes. Windows 8 provides a lot of languages for you to develop on, like C++, C#, but we chose to go with HTML, CSS, JavaScript. It enables us to be very quickly productive in launching a production app, and very beautiful apps at that. So,
yeah.
Given this like web paradigm, we chose that way of developing an app.
Interesting. Did you run into any major hurdles with it as you were developing the application?
We needed to like find the ropes for developing on Windows 8 in terms of the platform specific components for Windows 8. But the MSDN, the forums there have been immensely helpful. They had a lot of like sample code, so it was just great. We actually developed our app in a matter of 1.5 months. And for the next time, it's probably going to be much less than that. Maybe within a month, we'll churn out apps.
Did your developers have previous experience with HTML and JavaScript?
Yeah, so that was one of the biggest advantages going on Windows 8. We had web developers who were working on HTML, CSS, JavaScript earlier, and all that experience was leverageable in the case of Windows 8. And Windows 8 provided a great platform for us to just leverage that knowledge and launch an app quickly.
That's great.
To chime in a little, Jeremy, on the topic of ease of development on Windows 8. I think in addition to, as Sid mentioned, the Microsoft Developer Network and website help, I think the professional services engineers from Microsoft have been immensely helpful as well. To name a few, and evangelists such as yourself, Matt Harrington, Jason Amos, and a few others. So we actually participated in a 3-day camp in the Mountain View office, Microsoft's Mountain View office, and that actually helped quite a bit as well. So that together with the online documentation and some of these questions that we had, how do you do Facebook integration, how do you pull up the tiles and things of that nature, were quickly answered in the forum. So that was very, very helpful, overall in terms of development. So that's I think, what helped us accelerate our dev process.
That's excellent. And now you kind of feel like you have a team that's up to speed. And so you mentioned that the next project feels like it's going to be all the quicker.
Yeah. So basically, when we started this, and we love Microsoft, like as you know, we are, as I mentioned, we're a Microsoft BizBox startup, and we were the startup of the day in our early days. So as I mentioned, we want to be on all devices. And it's not just one app, right? So in the TV space, if you look at Netflix and some of the other companies, there's just one app for them, right? One content app, and they need to go on all devices. For Dino, we actually do apps for multiple content partners or content aggregators. We've got 30 plus of them. So we started off with the movie app, which is Flix Universe, which is genres and it's basically 1950s to 1990s Hollywood classics set in 20 genres. That's what we have sent we have basically shown the screencasts of. Now, our plan is to put together not only movie apps, but also TV channel, live streaming TV channel apps on the platform. And if you kind of step back and look at it, when Roku initially started their TV streaming, Dino was the first company to do live streaming on Roku. And we're hoping to be one of the first few to do live streaming on Windows 8 platform. So our roadmap, basically we have, we're planning to put, half a dozen to a dozen apps by end of the year on Windows 8 platform and go globally. Great. Being global is, I think, the biggest benefit that we are perceiving.
That's great. Yeah. Now, tell me about the experience that you've had with the store and submitting your application with this application.
Okay, so token and such, Sid, please.
Jeremy, we initially went to the to a three-day camp that was conducted by a premier field engineer from Microsoft.
Okay.
Worked closely with them in a what you can call a three-day hackathon. Then we were able to get our code approved and we got a token. And using that token, we plan to get onto the Microsoft App Store, hopefully ready to launch on October 26 when Windows 8 comes out.
Awesome. Well, that's good. Tell me about any more plans that you have for the platform for Windows 8, what you're looking forward to in the future, anything that you're able to share.
Yeah, sure, totally. We are very excited about Windows 8. As I said, there are billions of PCs out there, and we want to be on all of them. And our focus is on bringing premium content to all of our viewers. And as part of this roadmap, we plan to launch about 600 channels in apps called IP World TV. So this is going to bundle channels from all across Europe, from the Middle East, and from Africa, and from India and so on. So we are going to bring out at least 5 to 6 apps in these different content genres.
Great, awesome. Well, it's nice to have a nice product already out there and then have some plans for the future.
Yeah, so I mean, one of the other things I'd like to chime in, Jeremy, this is what I'm
sure.
Sharing. So, clearly all devices, all devices pretty much every place in the globe, right? But then I think the promise that we feel Windows 8 and the Metro apps hold is the fact that now, obviously, immediately on PCs, a billion PCs and millions of tablets and mobile phones.
Right.
But in the near term to midterm, we're hoping that the apps that we're doing on Windows 8 and Metro are going to be somehow magically appear on the Xbox gaming console. Because that's huge, right? I mean, if you talk about, a gaming app or some kind of an app, a social gaming, I'm not talking about intense games. So a gaming app or social networking app, I think the individual in-lap or in-hand devices make sense. But
yeah.
If you talk about TV experience, Xbox is the ultimate platform that we are hoping at soon enough we'll be able to get onto.
I believe it's hooked up to a lot of TVs today.
Yep, it is.
Well, I think that's all the time that we have. So I want to thank you guys very much for joining us. It's really exciting hearing about what you've done already and what you plan to do in the future. It's exciting just to meet you guys and talk to you. So thank you. And thank you for the audience for listening to Dev Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.